From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian opposition activists saying intense airstrikes have killed dozens of people. Rebel-held areas just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try to end the violence in Syria. The Aleppo Media Center said 45 people were killed in and around Aleppo. And the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 30 people were killed in Aleppo province, another 39 killed by airstrikes in neighboring Idlib province. Abu Khalid is a civil defense worker in Idlib. He said in the period of Eid, people are coming together, he said, to buy things for their children. They targeted them, and strike landed in the middle of the market, which caused a high number of deaths and injuries. Earlier, Syrian state media reported the Assad government is ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities called for in the new agreement. The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect at sundown on Monday. South Korea and the United States have begun their search for radioactive materials following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test. South Korea says that the North's capabilities are rapidly expanding, echoing concerns from world leaders such as the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power.
This is more than brazen defiance. North Korea is seeking to perfect its nuclear weapons and their delivery vehicles so they can hold the region and the world hostage under threat of nuclear strike.
United Nations Security Council met in closed session, all 15 members condemning the nuclear test. This is VOA News. Top Afghan